Hello, welcome to the Business Life Coach podcast. Hope you're well. Hope the last 10 days have been brilliant. It's been 10 days since I've last done a podcast. I apologise profusely. But last week I was doing a fantastic workshop in Worcester where I basically just was helping businesses just get past their barriers and be even more amazing than they already are. Absolutely sensational day. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And I know the businesses there did too. So hang around at the end. If you want to know more about the workshops, the events that I'm doing, hang around and you perhaps could take advantage of a special offer. Now today, I've got a special guest. I thought it'd be nice to somebody else to talk to you, but somebody with an inspiring story. I met this young lady at a Tony Robbins preview event. We got talking, went and did a little bit of research about her, and I tell you what, her story is quite inspiring. It should remind you, ladies and gentlemen, to work on yourselves as well as on your business. Let's get straight down to it. Here's an interview with Nikki Marshall. I'm with Nikki Marshall, who is international author, speaker, and founder of Discover Your Bounce. Hello, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Now, Nikki and I met at a Tony Robbins preview event a few weeks ago, and we're actually due to go and see him this weekend, which is really quite exciting. I think we're both looking forward to that, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Haven't ever sort of seen or spoken to the big man before. So,
and he is a big man, isn't he? He's just got huge teeth and a huge head. Yes, he's going to be absolutely stunning. Now, Nikki and I briefly spoke, and I went and looked up Nikki and had a look at her website and all that sort of stuff. And the reason I brought her to this podcast is quite simply because I find her story quite inspiring. And we all obviously face challenges in our lives, and we all find challenges in our business lives as well. But when I read Nikki's story, I just thought that I should bring it out to the podcast and hopefully inspire some of you guys out there to think a little bit more about, you know, when you're facing challenges and blocks in your life, that actually, do you know what, life could be a whole lot worse. So, Nikki, tell us how you got to... because I believe you were in banking to begin with. How you went from banking to basically becoming becoming an inspiration to so many people. Give us a shout and tell us the story.
Yeah, it was quite a transition, really, when you think about it, wasn't it? But I think, you know, life tends to happen, doesn't it, in phases, and sometimes we don't realise the things that are happening that you can later on, you know, that you can later on draw on. But my story, I spent 10 years working in the bank and also trained to be an accountant. For some reason, I have this desire to be an accountant. I'm not quite sure why.
We'll forgive you. It's fine. It's okay. There might be accountants listening to this. It's okay. You're cool too. We don't hold it against you. Really, we don't.
Well, there's an awful lot of accountants that then go into personal development, so I think there must be something.
There must be something in that, yeah.
But, yes, and when I got to be an accountant, I realised that actually my inquisitiveness about people and what makes people tick, it just really came to the fore. I think through my own health, I realised that holistic therapy is amazing and that personal development really works for people. And I was just always really interested in what makes some people thrive and what makes other people really struggle, have illnesses and life challenges and just constantly have one thing after another. And I trained in Reiki and Indian head massage, reflexology, and started a therapy business. But my dream was to have somewhere where people could just come and find out a bit more, but do so in a really relaxed way, because I found therapy centres quite intimidating. You know, they were behind closed doors and you never really knew what was going to happen until you went through. So in 2010, I opened my new business called The Witch's Brew, which was a holistic coffee shop. And there weren't any. No one else was doing it. So I felt quite the entrepreneur doing it. But we had a coffee shop at the front, a bit like Starbucks, you know, sofas and stuff. And then we had two therapy rooms at the back where We had a range of therapists, including myself, giving treatments through the week. We had author launches. You know, we had all sorts of different personal development things going on. And it had been my dream. I worked really hard to open the doors, you know, had family and friends, mum and dad, my husband, everyone was really pulling together to make sure we opened. And we opened the doors. I was just so chuffed, but that was when the fear set in. This was my life's mission, my vision, my dream, and I was so, so focused on making it work that I started to get scared about, you know, the money coming in, the money going out, and I thought, well, I'll just work harder. So all my knowledge of looking after myself kind of disappeared too. I started getting up at 4 in the morning to do some marketing, write newsletters, going to work, working a full day, doing evening events 2 or 3 times a week, and then coming home and carrying on till midnight. And my aim was to work really hard for 6 months and then to get more help. And unfortunately, the universe had other plans.
As it does.
As it does. So one of my hobbies is scuba diving, and Phil and I go, you know, we've dived around the world. I'm an assistant instructor, qualified to 50 metres, like a really good diver. And we used to go every other weekend, and in 2010 we hadn't even been by July, and Phil sort of said, we need to go diving. Look, come on, you need a break, let's just go away for a weekend, we'll do some diving, you can chill out. And so off we went to Lundy, little islands just in the Bristol Channel. It's a nature reserve, really nice. We were camping, just, you know, nice local pub. It was just a really nice space. And we dived on the first day, and I didn't feel comfortable. I felt like I should have lost some weight. I should have gone to the gym. You know, I couldn't sort of, my mask kept leaking and things like that. Uh-huh. So it was just quite faffy. And then 4 o'clock the next morning, I woke up and couldn't breathe.
Wow.
So I had all this pain in my lungs, and I genuinely thought I'd pulled a muscle. But someone upstairs was obviously looking after me, because we had a GP on the dive trip with us who checked me out, and she rang the Diver Diseases Research Centre in Plymouth, who are amazing, by the way. And they said, look, you know, you need to get to hospital. They thought maybe I'd punched a lung. So there's me saying I pulled a muscle, and they're giving me these other suggestions that I didn't really like the sound of. But there was no ferry, and they couldn't get me a helicopter because it was a lung injury and I wasn't allowed to go to altitude. And we were just sort of thinking, we had, our dive club has ribs, but because I couldn't breathe, they were really bouncy. And we were thinking, well, I wasn't sure that I'd make it the 20-mile journey back to the mainland. And just at that point, the Coast Guard happened to pull in. So Lundy is a no fishing zone, and they check, you know, a few times a week. And they just saw people and thought they'd come and say hello. And they had a huge rib, like a really long, much, much faster, much more comfortable ride boat for me. It took me off to Barnstable. And I said to my husband, oh, don't worry, love, you know, you stay here and dive. I don't want to spoil your fun. You just stay here. He's like, I feel I should be coming with you. I was like, no, I insist. You know, you just don't ruin your holiday. You stay here. I'm fine. Halfway across the Bristol Channel, my arm started dropping from the seat in front of me, and I would lift it back up and it would just drop. And I couldn't grip the seat in front. And that's when the fizzing started. So anyone who doesn't know what the bends are, it's when the body has too much nitrogen that you take on during the dive, and then the nitrogen can't escape. So when the nitrogen's trying to get out, there's like this fizzing sensation, and you get pain around your joints. So my shoulder was really painful. And by the time I got to the harbour master, I couldn't remember my name.
Wow.
I didn't know where we'd been diving, and there was like this long delay, and then it would come, but there was this real time lapse, and I was thinking, what's wrong? Like, of course I know my name, you know, but I didn't at the time. And I didn't find out until the February of the following year, but actually I was having a stroke. That was what was happening.
Wow.
Yes.
That when you heard those words that you had a stroke, what did you think? You know, you're a woman in the prime of her life. You know, what ran through your mind when you eventually found out you'd been having a stroke?
Yeah, so at first when I thought it was a bend, the thing with the bends is the symptoms go, you get better within usually about 6-8 months. So initially I thought, you know, I knew I had the bends, and they said I'd had a muscular, skeletal and cerebral bend. So I knew I had nitrogen damage in my lungs, in my shoulder and in my brain. But I assumed it would just get better. But actually I was getting worse over the months. I was getting more and more pain in my arm, was sleeping less, you know, in the end I wasn't sleeping at all. So I kind of knew there was something, but I was so busy telling everyone else that I was fine that I didn't really acknowledge it, I don't think. I just thought, whew, that was a lucky escape, you know, I'm going to be fine soon. But in the February when I went to the neurologist and he, you know, he said stroke, that was just such a powerful word. The shock that hit me then was like a freight train, and I came home, pulled the blinds down in our living room and just sat on the floor in the dark, really. There wasn't anything else I could do at that point. It was as if it was just too much to compute, and my brain just shut down. It was like, no, we can't deal with this.
So, I was going to say, how low did you feel?
Yeah, low. Because I'd always just thought I'd had a lucky escape and within a few months I would be fine. Mm-hmm. But he said that I'd had a stroke, how I was in 18 months is how I would be forever, and that I would never dive again. And diving was my, I'm not saying it was my life, I'm not saying it was that, but diving was my escape. That was the one thing I did to relax. But also to think of that, how you're going to be in 18 months is how you'll be forever. You know, I couldn't use my arm. I couldn't grip onto anything with my left hand. I couldn't remember facts. I couldn't use my left leg. I couldn't drive my manual car. I'd had to buy an automatic because I couldn't find bite point with the clutch and accelerator. My brain said one thing and my foot said the other. And so it was kind of a life sentence, really. And I sat with my mum and, you know, my family, my husband and my two daughters. And people were saying, you know, no one would blame you if you shut the shop. No one would blame you if you gave up your business. No one would blame you if you just sat at home, really. But I'd learned all this stuff about holistic therapy and how the body recovers and heals itself, and about how you can change your thoughts and change your life. And I'd learned all this stuff. And I was thinking, these two don't match. So after 3 days, I started getting cross, and I've always been told that I'm stubborn, and that stubborn streak really started to roar. And there were a few expletives that were shared. And I just thought, no, I'm blooming well not going to give up. I am not closing my business. This is my dream, and I'm not blooming well going to do that. And I don't believe that I'll never dive again. I believe I'll dive again. And I believe that my body will be fine again. And I'm just going to have to sodding well prove it.
Excellent. I'm glad you said the word sodding, because let's be fair, I didn't believe anybody used the word blooming anymore, but there you go.
Polite.
So you've made that decision in your head that, you know what, I'm not gonna close my business, I'm not gonna be beaten by this. What was the next step? What was the next stage for you to get yourself back on recovery and to effectively just end up doing what you're doing right now?
So I went to my GP and I got some painkillers to stop the pain so I could sleep, because I wasn't sleeping and that just did me in. So I got some really heavy duty painkillers to help me sleep, and my blood pressure was really high, so I had to go on to blood pressure medication. But then I looked at natural ways to stop the pain, and there's a therapy called aromatology where they put about 80 drops of neat oils onto the body. Mm-hmm. And so I had aromatology which took the pain away. So I was able to sleep and I was pain free, which was massive. And then once you're out of pain and you're sleeping, then you start to get your energy back. Okay. Step two, I employed my daughter as my manager in the shop. So she worked with me full time. And then step three, I started going into work when I felt like I should. And not going into work when I had a painful day. Mm-hmm. So I really started listening to myself. Mm-hmm. And I started just making good choices. And if I, you know, if that day wasn't a good day to do the things I needed to do, then I gave myself a day off. You know, I was my own boss, but I was going in working 80 to 100 hours a day when actually I could have given myself the day off. You know, I could have employed someone else to help me out. And so I had to learn to do that. And I have to say, within about 3 months, I started feeling a lot better. Within a year, most of my symptoms had gone. And 3 years later, I got my diving medical back and was able to dive again. And I sold the shop because I realised that actually I could help an awful lot more people if I wasn't just based in a shop in Bristol. And that was when Discover Your Banks was really born. And yeah, we haven't looked back since.
Fantastic. So tell us what Discover Your Banks is all about. Tell us about sort of like what you do and how you do it.
So Discover Your Banks is for people who want to bounce back. So that can be bounce back from something physical, something mental, something spiritual. It can be to bounce back in your business, to bounce back with your health. And, you know, any, we can all bounce from anything, really. But it's a 6-part mentoring program. So I've just put into a 6-week program the things that I did and that I've learned help people with their resilience and help people to thrive. So the first 3 weeks, we look at very much at the inner self, at how we think, how we look after our body, the things we do to make ourselves happy. And we start with, you know, if life was perfect, what would that look like for you? Because quite often we haven't had the time to kind of think about that. Mm-hmm. And then the last 3 parts are very much about our relationships with other people, our relationship with money, with, you know, the environment that we're in, and really creating a vision for, okay, where does life go from here? You know, if I keep all these nurturing routines up, what am I trying to do next? And yeah, I think I've probably coached about 2,500 hours. And people have just had the most amazing results with it. You know, when someone rings you and they say, I just need to let you know, I feel fantastic. And this has happened and that's happened, you know, and all the things start to come true. I just think the human being is an amazing creature. You know, we're capable of so many amazing things, but we just need a little bit of mentoring, a little bit of nurture, and to trust that these things are going to work. Mm-hmm. So, it's a 6-week program. There's an online version, so people from anywhere, you know, can use it. I do a 1-day, so people can have a 1-day. Take an active role in helping people, and we're just about to take on another lot of licensees or ambassadors for banks. So we're starting to get more trainers that can help people, and you know, we've got a bit of a global mission going on, Mark, to be honest.
Good. And that's the right thing, isn't it? That's the, you know, people find the reason why, and your story, you know, is quite inspirational. You know, from somebody that opened up their own business to effectively just being on the backside because they've had a stroke and, you know, pretty much the rug being taken from underneath them, but fighting back in such a spirited sort of way and, you know, making sure that the business carried on, but then going on to create another business just to help other people is actually truly an inspiring thing. Nikki, tell us about what's happening in December. Now, I believe you've already written one book, but I believe you've got a brand new book coming out. And which hopefully will hit Amazon and be a complete bestseller. So tell us all about it and tell us where we can get it from.
Yeah, I'm really excited because I started writing the book more as a journal for myself to kind of document my story. And then I sort of scrapped that idea and I thought, well, actually, I'm just an ordinary person that something a bit out of the ordinary happened to. And if it can, you know, if I can bounce back, then anyone can. And so I thought, well, if I share my story and share how I did it, then people will get that feeling for themselves and choose what they want to strive for. So yeah, the book, it's out on the 7th of December, and it's called Rescued by the Coast Guard, A Journey of Bouncing Back.
Cool.
And so it shares my story, but also some inspiration for people. You know, if I knew then, if I knew that, yeah, if I knew that, I was getting it right. If I knew then what I know
now, yeah, that one.
Then you know, maybe I can stop someone going through such a sort of traumatic experience. But yeah, it will be on Amazon. There's a, it's out for pre-sale now. So if people want to grab a copy, or, you know, grab a copy for Christmas or whatever, it's, there's a page on our website. So that's www.discoveryourbounce.com/Coast Guard. And there's a pre-sale page. People can get a copy, reserve it now, and then we'll send it out on release day. So, you know, it can be winging its way to people. And yeah, I do have a really good feeling about this book. It's felt so good to write it from a really strong place, and, you know, feeling really happy and healthy and well. So,
And that's important, isn't it? Is feeling healthy, happy, and well, especially when you're in business, because a lot of people work on their business. And they work in their business, they forget to work on themselves at the same time. And that's pretty much what this podcast is all about, really, is actually trying to maintain that balance. Because, you know, you know my story, I've been very honest about my story, is the fact that actually I've been there, I've got the t-shirt. It's a case of, yeah, you know, the business was everything and I forgot to work on myself, so that, you know, when things did come apart, it's very difficult to stand back up again. And, you know, I've always thought that people that are self-employed are brilliant people, because if they weren't, you know, they'd go and work for somebody else. They'd go and stack a shelf or you know, go and drive a truck or something like that. But when people are self-employed and they're building their own business, it's just as important to work on themselves as it is their own business. Would you not agree?
Absolutely, I would. And it's so easy to get busy and forget that fact. You know, I was so busy thinking about the day to day that I forgot I was living on coffee and cake. And yeah, I've got 4 A-levels in anatomy, physiology and reflexology. You know, I know all about how the body works. And so, yeah, I think the one thing I would say now is my thought every morning is, what one thing will my future self thank me for? If I could do one thing today, what would that be? And it could be going and buying some really good food. It could be making sure I go to the gym. It could be getting out and having some fresh air. Or it could be giving myself the day off. You know, like you say, if you're at that point where you're really tired, you need rest. And we always think things can't wait. And do you know what? I found they can.
Yeah, they can, absolutely. Now, like, I mean, I always ask guests for at least 3 tips. You've just given us one there. So give us another 2 tips that people can introduce into their business lives quite quickly, and hopefully start seeing some benefit themselves, and perhaps even their business will see the benefit as well.
Yeah, okay. So I think the second tip would be to have a vision, because, again, it can be really busy. You can be really busy and you can get wrapped up in everybody else's day to day. But if you know what your vision is, then I think whether it's the universe, quantum physics, God, energy, whatever it is, I think when we state a fact, you know, we draw a line in the sand and we go, this is what I'm aiming for, then I think circumstances, synchronicities and our own efforts get more focused to make those things happen. And also, if you don't have a vision, how are you going to know when you've got there? You know, what does success look like? If you say, I want to be successful, what does that look like for you? Because it would be very different if we both sat down and wrote our vision. They would be very different. So know what your vision is, and then you can easily say yes or no to the right things that match that. And I think my last tip, I think sleep is so important. You know, when I couldn't sleep, that just did so much damage to my health and my energy. And so having good sleep, I would say, last thing before bed every night, think of the 10 good things that have happened that day. Even if that day's been really challenging, make yourself think of 10 good things that have happened. It can be really simple. It can be that great cup of coffee, or the fact that the sun was shining, or the person that made you laugh. You know, it can be really simple things, but just count 10. And if you can count 10 every day, then I think life starts changing for the better.
Cool. Brilliant. Nikki, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. I'm sure the listeners have got a lot out of your story. Go to the website, go and have a look. It's www.discoveryourbounce.com. Go and have a look around. Go and have a look for and pre-order the book. It would be brilliant so that we could have an Amazon bestseller on the podcast. It would be absolutely fantastic. Nikki, thank you so much for your time. It's really appreciated. Thank you.
Mark, it's been great talking to you. And look forward to seeing you soon.
So how cool was that? That is quite an inspirational story. I hope you agree. It just goes to show you sometimes what positive thinking and self-help can do for business owners like yourself. Really thank Nikki once again for her time. And if you do want to go pre-order her book, it's at www.findyourbounce.com/Coast Guard. Go and pre-order it. Treat yourself for Christmas. It'll be a nice little book to read in between that Christmas and New Year period when your in-laws are doing your head in, to be perfectly honest. So it'll be a little bit of escapism for you. Okay then, guys, if you'd like to know about the events, and I've already released the events for 2017 already. If you want to find out about the events and get £10 off on an early bird booking special for January, so it's the January event, which is Unleash Your Business Within. And that's being done in Nottingham on the 23rd of January, 2017. Go to www.businesscoaching.coach. That's www.businesscoaching.coach. And you will find the links there. Guys, until next time, go out, be brilliant, go and be bloody awesome. But remember, look after yourself at the same time. Until we speak again, be brilliant. Take care. Bye-bye.